Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
We caught up with Bill Snyder yesterday just to get the stats on the snowstorm, and he reminded us that you had to take him out for barbecue last week.
Yes, well, for the October bet, I bet yeah. 80 degrees. You know, he's won, maybe this year, out of all the bets, he's probably won 30%. But he is on a pretty impressive streak where he's won two in a row. So I'm laying off this month.
A point of order, please. Demetrius, I want you to know that Bill didn't bring it up. It was Lisa who egged him on and said, aren't you beating the pants off of Demetrius?
Okay. So we'll keep your enemies close.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, and of course, I would never use the term beating the pants off someone. That I don't know where that came from. That's not true. But this is your last interaction in public on the radio with Steve Bertrand. He retires on Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Steve. What are you going to do?
We told you that, didn't we?
Yeah, no? We know that. But I know that. But you're going to come back. Do you know how when people retire and you just feel they're not going to retire? You'll be back.
You mean I'm sort of like you saying Michael Jordan?
It's just like you're going to come back wearing 45. That's exactly
No, but now maybe you'll return my text if I'm not, on the air with you and you miss me and... Because I'm texting you left and right, and you just don't seem to care.
I don't even... Do I? We have each other's
number. He's not texting you. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I had your number, I got to delete it after Thursday. I mean.
I'm going to miss you, Demetrius.
No, congratulations.
I really am going to miss you. I have so much fun talking to you. Yeah. Are you still? You'll still be on TV, though, right? I can still watch you on TV.
I will still be. You can still... You know, it's all love. You can always connect with me. And yeah. I saw the post that they had that you were retiring... And so many people said so many good things about you, and I think they're right. You're a really, really great guy, and you're not going anywhere. You'll be back in 6 months.
Yeah, it's like Tom Skilling. He's working at a more in-depth pace now than he did every night on TV. So Steve will find something. He'll dig deep, and I don't think we're going to get rid of him.
Well, I think you're going to get rid of me. Yeah,
this is all a negotiating ploy.
Right.
For his contract,
I want Conrad's job. Can you give me Conrad's job?
Who? Me?
Yeah, I want Paul Conrad's job. I mean, he's getting kind of old.
Yeah, we all want Paul Conrad's job. That's a fun gig, but you could do that. I think you could do that. I mean, you'd have to wrestle it from his cold, dead hand.
Right.
But
there'd be no sleeping in either.
You'd have to be funny.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. I'm done.
All right. Hang on, because I want to know if this early storm that we had over the weekend is any indication of what we can expect this winter. Demetrius Ivory is with us, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, but we're getting a warm-up, right?
Yeah, we can expect temperatures to climb into the 50s and then 60s by the weekend, at least in areas where there isn't a significant snowpack. I mean, areas, places like Valpo, I don't know if they're going to get that warm because they'll be reflecting a lot of that light back, light and heat back into the atmosphere with that snow that's on the ground.
Okay, so for the people that got a lot of snow, I saw a travel alert that popped up about an hour ago because the wind has picked up and now that snow is blowing across many of the rural roads that were affected by 10 inches of snow. That's going to come to an end at some point, right?
Well, and the winds will change direction, but we're not expecting a very windy week. We're going to be breezy today and into tomorrow. But I think by Thursday, we should expect to see temperatures warm up and the breeze will break down a little bit. And quite honestly, once you start to put some warmth on that snow, it turns to ice.
Yeah.
It gets that hard shell over it. So, so we won't have to worry about drifting and blowing snow. But I do think tonight it's still going to be an issue.
Right. In fact, that was in the travel alert as well. Some of those roads are definitely icing over. So, Demetrius, Bill was breaking down the stats for us yesterday. The storm seems so localized. It seems like it's been a while since we had a good lake effect snow, but then places in northern Kankakee County got almost a foot. It was something I found a little peculiar.
Yeah, a lot. It's very rare that you're going to get a lake effect event like that. There's a couple of things that go into lake effect. I'm sure Bill told you most of them. the difference in the temperature of the water and the air blowing over it, it has to be a significant difference. It's called the lapse rate. So you want it to be, not want it, but it needs to be 10 to 15, you know, the late Jim Ramsey told me 15 degrees was kind of a benchmark. Well, we were looking at water temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s and air temperatures in the 20s. So we just, remember that cold air is drier. It just pulls all that water off the lake and deposits it as first rain right along the near shoreline, then snow. And yeah, it did reach as far as Kankakee. I've seen lake effect slivers go hundreds of miles. I mean, from Lake Erie to Pittsburgh and all the way down into Maryland. So it's possible. Yeah.
And so is this any indication of what our winter will look like?
I think so. This is a La Nina winter. And, you know, I don't
forecast out
the
that
seasonal
far.
The seasonal forecast, throw that out. You know, I don't. But La Nina winters typically bring us wetter conditions. So the moisture is going to be there. I think that this is going to be a year, a winter where there will be massive swings back and forth. I think that this is not going to be our biggest storm of the year, especially for the city of Chicago, obviously. But I do think that there will be, 40s, then teens, snow, then sunshine. You know, I don't think it's going to be one of those kind of steady average winters. It's going to be, there will be a lot of ups and downs with a highly amplified long wave pattern.
Well, you know, I represent all the snowmobilers out there, and we just want some snow so we can play this winter. Can we count on that?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the cold air is definitely going to visit us. It's supposed to be a little bit wetter than normal. That Gulf moisture is going to make its way here. I think it'll be mostly snow and not rain as we get, you know, obviously deep into winter. So are you going to be able to use it before Christmas? Maybe not. But after that, I think so. And wait a minute. We had our snow bet, didn't we?
Yeah, but see, I thought it was without going over, but no, you definitely won. If we're talking as close to the pin as you can be, you are as close to the pin as you can be.
Oh, you have to be close to the pin. I mean, you know, because otherwise we could all go one day after each other. Yeah, it's
close. Yeah, right. So you got it, Demetrius. I said December 1st. You said, I believe, Halloween, maybe November 1st, and you were just off by a few days.
And it was pure luck. I don't believe it. Yeah, I live it 7 days at a time.
Yeah, but, you know, you're the scientist among all of us, so I would expect that you would get it right. Now, it was Steve Bertrand who was way off the benchmark.
Oh, yeah, what did he say? September something? I forgot. It was terrible.
Yeah, but it was quite a wallop. That's what was interesting. And is there anything building out west where we might see snow after this warm-up again?
Right now, you know, I'm not saying anything in particular. There is a low pressure system that just spun into the Pacific Northwest. But no, we're going for temperatures, which will be nice and warm. Now, as we get into early next week, there will be a temperature crash. That will be Monday. So we'll be cold enough, I think, into Tuesday for there to be snow. But right now, it's still looking a little bit dry. So hopefully, we're okay. We're certainly okay through this weekend. But next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you want snow, that's right now going to be your first chance.
And so this would be the weekend. Put up your Christmas lights. You don't have to turn them on, but if you want warm weather, this would be it, right?
Put them up. We always wait. And then all of a sudden we're out there and it's 20 degrees.
Right.
Put them up.
Demetrius,
Saturday, Sunday.
Can you look ahead? What day would be a good day to take them down?
Well, for your neighbors, the day after Christmas,
yeah.
Or New Year's at least. But that, you know what? You're going to be a retiree. Leave them up.
Leave them. What the hell? Right.
Here.
What are they going to do? Pick on the old man? Right.
Nah, your neighbors can't say anything. You'll be home anyway, right? I mean, come on. You know,
right.
Leave them up.
Are you still going to do your Window Nation commercial, Steve?
For a little bit, but not for too long, no.
Maybe I could take over that endorsement when you no longer want it.
Okay. Hey, Demetrius,
see?
In all seriousness, I really enjoyed talking to you and getting to know you, and you're one of my favorite people, so good luck to you. I'll be watching you, and I just like you.
Yeah, I like you too, and I appreciate, you know, as someone who is, I've been in this business a while, but obviously not as long as you. You know, it's people like you, well, really, it's people like you who set the example for people like me. There is no training. You just watch and listen to people who know what they're doing, and you emulate it. And you're kind of one of those people that, you know, your demeanor and who you are, it comes out so well, and it makes you so likable. And I just like that you're a very genuine person. It comes off like that, and those are the types of things that I learned from you. I mean, your jokes, no, but the way you carry yourself is, I think, very impressive.
Thank you, buddy. I mean, it means a lot to me. I appreciate it.
Integrity, honesty, and authenticity. That's what.
I've never gotten a forecast wrong.
Okay. We'll let that one slide. What's your forecast for the next couple of days?
Well, we're expecting to see temperatures warm up. We're going to warm up into the 50s over the rest of the work week. We'll be, in the 60s as we get into this upcoming Saturday. There is a chance for rain, though, so that could be something that could affect it. And then temperatures crash early next week. Probably Monday, the high temperature occurs at midnight, upper 40s there, and we'll drop well into the 30s and maybe 20s by next Tuesday. So we're going to stair-step these temperatures up for the next 5-6 days, and then after that, we'll drop back down.
Thanks, Dee.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
See you, Demetrius.